We're looking at a tin-type photo, 2 by 3 centimetres. It's smaller than a postage stamp.
Can you describe the person in the image?
It's a young Aboriginal woman, and she's dressed in period clothing. She's got a scarf or a type of material wrapped around her neck and a bow, and she's dressed in very early Western clothing.
Tintype photos were popular in Australia in the 1860s and 70s. They were made, usually in portrait studios, on a thin sheet of iron coated with a dark lacquer or enamel and were often kept in decorative card sleeves. They were sturdier and simpler and cheaper to produce than a daguerreotype. As multiple exposures could be made on a single plate, the tiny portraits could be shared with family and friends. John Paul Janke from the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies says this tintype photo was donated to the Institute after an email exchange with a family in the UK.
A parcel turns up, small parcel, a small box with an image wrapped in tissue paper, and this tintype photo is that image given to us by the family in the UK.
You've got the email that was originally sent to IATSIS.
Yeah, so it was sent to IATSIS via our public contact form. And it's a simple inquiry that just says, "Good morning. My mother, who is Tasmanian, was clearing some old boxes recently and has rediscovered a tiny tin pitcher, which we think is a young Truganini. She looks just like the pictures of her as an older lady on the web, but there doesn't seem to be a particular pitcher on record. I wonder if you agree, if you let me know, how could I send a picture of it, and perhaps would you be interested in it for your archive?" So it's a simple web inquiry. Initially they thought it was Truganini, but given the date of the photograph and Truganini passing away in 1860s, she was about 64 when she passed away. This is clearly a younger woman.
It's fantastic, isn't it, that the family thought to get in touch with you to ask you if you'd like this photo.
It's interesting that actually they thought of IATSIS. You know, they found this archival photograph of an Aboriginal woman who they believe was from Tasmania, because the family used to live in Tasmania, and they immediately thought of IATSIS. You know, living in the UK could have easily made its way to the British Museum, but in some capacity, the image and the person have come home.
If it's not Truganini, who is the young woman in the portrait? And was she even from Tasmania?
Well, I think it's going to be hard to find out the true story. Looking at similar images that were taken around the turn of the century of Aboriginal people in that sort of dress, the portrait shots, a lot of those shots were taken in Melbourne. If it's taken in Tasmania, it's very unique, given that the 1830, the Black Line, the official removal of Tasmanian Aboriginal people across the Flinders Islands had happened. But given the age of the photograph and the lack of information, it's going to be hard to identify her. Ideally, it'd be fantastic to identify who she is, her story, and connect that identity with either living relatives or the image that we hold in our archive.
Would you like to try to describe the expression on her face, John Paul?
She's quite a young Aboriginal woman, but she's got her head on a bit of an angle, which she's quite pensive to me. Like, it's quite a pensive, shy-looking person. Her stare is quite blank, so it's hard to understand what she's thinking. You know, you've got potentially a woman who was a traditional living woman in Tasmania, who's now living in a Western society, dressing in Western clothing. What does she think of all that? What does she make of it? Is she the only one doing that, or is she with family? So, to me, it looks quite lonely, but it's a powerful image.
It's interesting that she's not looking directly at the camera.
No, and a lot of the portraits taken around this time are Aboriginal people looking at cameras, standing, sometimes in Western clothing, other times dressed up in what they call traditional outfits of kangaroo furs or with spears. So, and they're looking at the camera. So, yeah, it's interesting that she's not looking at the camera.
Why is this image of an unknown woman an important part now of the IATSIS collection?
Well, we believe it's probably the earliest photograph that we have in our collection. So, and that's important for the Institute, because we have over 650,000 archival photographs on various formats, basically on all the formats that were ever produced for photographs. It predates stuff that we have from the 1890s, from the A.C. Haddon expedition, photographs in the Torres Strait, and stuff that was shot around the turn of the century. So it's potentially the earliest image that we've got of an Aboriginal person in our collection.
Do you have the resources to do the immense detective work that might be required to find out who she was?
Well, I think what we'll probably do is we'll use social media and liaise with the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre down in Tasmania to see if people know of the image or have seen similar tin-type photographs in Tasmania. We haven't found a similar image anywhere in any other collecting institution, so it's quite a rare, unique item. But potentially, you know, we hope that someone out there either has other portraits taken at the similar time, or maybe other portraits of this woman.